They were disasters in Ventura County, which all happened within a 24-hour period. The Borderline Bar and Grill shooting, which left 12 victims dead, and then the Hill and Woolsey fires, which killed three and destroyed more than 1,600 structures.
It's just shocking to me that we were faced with a mass shooting and two fires within a 24-hour period.
Vanessa Bechtel is the president and CEO of the Ventura County Community Foundation. Bechtel says while the disasters have dropped from the headlines, they're still very much alive for their victims.
The need continues. I've had some pretty alarming calls from people that are just in desperate need for additional support from the fires and the shooting.
The foundation has spearheaded fundraising for borderline attack and fire victims with more than $8 million raised. Bechtel says more than 25,000 people have contributed to relief efforts.
All across our country, even globally, Korea, Kazakhstan, France, Australia, you know, every state in our country. And these were small gifts. There was actually a few kids that came in with, you know, their allowance money. I mean, it was just an amazing thing. I've never witnessed anything like this.
Some of the big needs at this point include counseling for those trying to deal with the trauma of the disasters. The Community Foundation teamed up with the nonprofit group Give an Hour. It's more than 130 therapists in the region donating their services to help.
Young people that have not been able to leave their house or their apartment since, you know, the time of the tragedy, haven't been able to work or go back to school. They're in danger of losing their housing. There's definitely a need for mental health support. And then, of course, the families who have suffered a loss and had loved ones taken from them.
With the number of students at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks impacted by the borderline attack, its counseling center has stepped up with individual and group support efforts.
There are absolutely ripple effects, especially in a small community like Thousand Oaks, but also specifically Cal Lutheran. You know, we had a lot of students that were physically present. We had a lot of students that were kind of supposed to be there but didn't end up going. A lot of what ifs. You know, people are still feeling that months later, whether they were there or you knew someone who was there or went to pick somebody up from there, you know, and just kind of had their fundamental sense of safety changed for them because, you know, Thousand Oaks is such a quote-unquote safe community.
Ginny Merrill is a psychologist who's director of Cal Lutheran's Counseling and Psychological Services. She says it's important to help those who need counseling but haven't reached out.
There's no doubt that there are people that are out there that are still hurting that maybe aren't connecting or feel like maybe they shouldn't be impacted and really aren't giving themselves the space to have those feelings or people feeling like they quote-unquote should be over it by now and shouldn't be having these feelings. But yeah, you know, the message is really you are having the feelings, so we need to address them.
Even though the disasters have slipped from the headlines with the needs ongoing, the Ventura County Community Foundation is continuing its fundraising efforts. The organization has distributed $3.6 million to shooting victims, with 70% going to families who lost loved ones. The foundation's Vanessa Bechtel says one of the amazing things is that while so many people have stepped up to help, the community has also continued to support ongoing nonprofit programs.
Our foundation awarded $5 million in March alone, and our donors have continued to do everything they can to help the organizations that they continue to care about. And we'll be continuing to assist students for their college. And we were about ready to award over $1 million in scholarships. So it definitely has stretched us, but we have not lost sight and have continued to maintain focus on helping our community.
Bechtel says the foundation will continue to help with disaster relief as long as there's a need, but that unfortunately, it looks like that need isn't going to go away anytime soon. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.